What a way to start. Bruce Bettler with the ancient Swiss art of flag tossing called Fahnenschwingen, and Daryl Stevens with the Alp Horn. Let's give them another round of applause. It's a beautiful and appropriate way to start the 1996 Augusta Festival. Welcome, I'm glad you're all here. Give yourselves a round of applause. It just wasn't the same without you. My name's John Lilly, and I'm very proud to be your MC this evening. I work here at Davis and Dawkins College for the Augusta Heritage Center, where I handle the publicity and work with Margot and Jerry and the rest of the Augusta staff year-round, in many ways preparing for this night. This is sort of the biggest night of the year for us. The beginning of the Augusta Festival also signals the end of the five-week workshops and sort of the signal we might get a few days off sometime in the next few weeks. But it's great to be here. We have a tremendous concert lined up for you. I just can't get over the amount of talent, diversity, and cultural impact represented in the artists we have here this evening. We have people from a variety of cultures, all rooted here in the United States. We have people who have literally changed the course of American music, and that's a good description of our first artist. George Scheffler was one of the pioneers of bluegrass guitar. He actually redefined the role of the guitar in bluegrass music during over 20 years of recording and touring with groups including the Stanley Brothers. He developed a unique style of playing the guitar called cross-picking. And nowadays, you aren't a guitar player worth your salt unless you're a good cross-picker. And there's the man who developed this style and is still the greatest performer of it. Let's make him welcome. This is George Scheffler with Tracy Schwartz.
Good evening. Let me get all fixed here. Us old folks have to sit down. This is my orchestra over here. Are you ready? Y'all ready? We're gonna do just a few tunes, and we trust that you all enjoy them. This is an old gospel song from the mountains of North Carolina and Virginia and West Virginia called Life's Railway to Heaven. Thank you so much. I'm going to change the style a little bit now. I'm going to do a little bit of stock time picking, they call it down home. It's kind of a Merle Travis lick. And I've taught a class all week this week here and had some of the best students. I think I had the best class on the whole campus. They're here tonight, see? I love them and appreciate them, but they've absolutely, like, they just about killed me. My fingers are so sore. I don't want to render no excuses, but when you've got, feels like these briars are sticking into your fingers, you want to turn these strings loose instead of grabbing them. But this old song here, I was raised in the country, poor as Job's turkey. Nine of us children, mom and daddy, and him a little job in the cotton mill, making about $10 or $12 a week. And we had a lot of farming and catching up to do to make ends meet. And I'd get up of a morning, and I was the oldest boy, and I don't care what nobody says, the oldest boy in a family has it the hardest. Because he has to do all that, plus help babysit and mind, help whoop the rest of the young ones and keep them lined up and straight. But I'd get up and do the milking and go to the spring for mama. And we had a little old battery radio, and I'd turn it on, and I would hear the Delmore Brothers every morning at 7 o'clock. And I don't care what happened, I'd be by that radio. And I left to hear them play. Oh, that was the prettiest music I ever heard, I thought. And they came through town one time. And in the meantime, I was learning to pick like them. And they come to town, and bless goodness, there's two of them. No, I'd... Well, I done had my little thing going, and I said, well, if it takes two of them and I can do this, well, I'm coming along pretty good. So I'm going to try a little. And this is one that my class, if I don't play it for them and if I miss it, I'm going to charge it to them. But I'm going to play it. I picked it a time or so for them down there. And in fact, some of them can play it better. Do you want a little piece of it? Do you want a little slice of this? Well, why not? You just played it good down there.
Okay.
Okay, he said he's in the wrong key for him to pick that. But here it is. It's the Rosewood Casket. Thank you. I grabbed a bad string there with a sore finger at the end of it. Listen. That's where I was supposed to end it. So. A little bit late. All right. Thank you. this is one that I don't want it too slow, or I don't want it too fast. I just want it half fast. H-A-L-F-F-A-S-T, half fast. All right. I got another word for it. It could be just mediocre. How's that? It's called Cannonball Blues. I believe a lot of that was sympathy. The little lady here tonight, she gave me some of this, what is it, new skin? Is that what the name of it? That's it, she must be here. And it works for a while till you make a few of them slides and it knocks it off then, and honey, it's gone. I made a mistake the first of this week and I sang a song. Well, that ain't all that funny. It will be when I get through with this, you might want to laugh. Now, it's a real sad song. Getting serious now. It's a sad song, and the way I sing it is plumb pitiful. But I'm going to do it. You can't buy a good dollar set of strings no more. I don't know what's happened to it. Maybe that'll do. But this is, it's a real morbid love song. I'm serious now. It's about a little boy and girl. It's called Will the Angels Have a Sweetheart? And when I said I made the mistake, I sang it for my class and they demanded I sing it tonight, part of them did, and my wife's here, and this is her favorite song, and she might wish this what would happen to me when I was little, I don't know, but call Will the Angels Have a Sweetheart, and I guess this will be our last one, brother. Y'all enjoy my orchestra? Pretty good. Thank you. Will the Angels Have a Sweetheart? Die in a home so lonely. Was a little girl one day, kneeling close there by her bedside, was a boy about her age. There they had grown up together and were always side by side. In her ear he slowly whispered as she slowly, slowly died. Will the angels have a sweetheart up on heaven's golden shore? Betty dear, I've always loved you. If they do, can I be yours? Next, the scene, a lonely graveyard. Buddy o'er her coffin leaned, o'er the one whom he realized he'd never see on earth again. Crying low in mournful whispers as they seal the coffin o'er. Will the angels have a up on heaven's golden shore? Will the angels have a sweetheart up on heaven's golden shore? Betty dear, I've always loved you. If they do, can I be yours?
George Shuffler, Tracy Schwartz, that was great. Woo. What a way to start. Awfully happy to have George here. He's been here a couple of times as a guest artist during Bluegrass Week, but this is the first time we got the whole dose. He was here all week, and it's a real treat to have him here. I'm glad you feel the same. We've got a lot of great music coming up tonight. One of the things that I've learned working here at Augusta is that there are certain places around the United States, and I guess throughout the world, but I'm particularly aware of ones here in the U.S., certain areas, due to geography and tenacity and, I don't know, genealogy and weather patterns, or for whatever reason, have come to become havens for traditional culture, and we're lucky to have that here in West Virginia. Certainly some areas like Helvetia and Braxton County and some parts of Randolph County are isolated enough that the traditional culture has thrived there throughout the years. Other areas in Louisiana are the same way. And there's also an area that maybe many of you aren't aware of. Right off the coast of Georgia, there's a string of islands. About 200 years ago, actually, some slaves were brought from Africa to St. Simon's Island, one of these islands near Brunswick, Georgia. And 200 years later, a lot of the traditional culture that came over from Africa still thrives there. Many of the songs, games, and dances are still performed. And we're very fortunate here at Augusta to a number of times have had some of the greatest performers and educators of this style of traditional music to come up and share with us. And of course, this week it's been great to have them here. Let's make them feel welcome. This is Frank and Doug Quimby, the Georgia Sea Island Singers.
Georgia Sea Island Singers, and we do live off the coast of Georgia on the Atlantic Ocean. A string of islands strung along the Atlantic Ocean, they are called Sea Islands. Now on St. Simon's Island, Georgia, in Glenn County, where we live today, there's a historical spot on the north end of the island where during the time of slavery, a ship went to Africa to get people to bring them here to America to sell them for slaves. While they were over in Africa on this particular trip, they went by the Igbo tribe. They found 18 grown people. They fooled them. They told them, "We want you to go to America to work." When they got here in America, they're on St. Simon's Island, Georgia, on Dunbar Creek, where they would load and unload the slaves on St. Simon's Island. That's when they found out they were going to be slaves. All 18 went down and said a prayer because they said, "Water brought us here and water is going to carry us away." They backed themselves out into Dunbar Creek and they drowned themselves. Today, that's a historical spot on St. Simon's Island, Georgia. They're on Dunbar Creek. Today it's called Igbo's Landing. And as those people were going down, they were singing, "Freedom, freedom over me. Before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free." Doug is going to begin this song off. Then I want all of us in here tonight, let's join in and sing this song together.
Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me and me.
Georgia today, is the historical spot, Ebo's Landing. Now, our ancestors during the time of slavery not only made up songs, they made up games and they made up dances. And one of the games that they made up on the plantation, you are familiar with today in this generation. This game was made up because of this situation. When they would kill hogs on the plantation, they would not give our people any of the good parts of the meat. And they would cut all the meat off of a ham bone and give the bone to one of them. Excuse me. That person would cut that bone up, share it with the others all around that plantation, helping each other to survive. That's why the famous line is in your generation today, ham bone, where have you been? The response is all around the world and back again. They made up a game about it, and Doug is going to share with you the way our ancestors made it up on those plantations.
Now, when the slaves would get through beating ham bone, they would do an old buck dance that they call the ham bone dance, that's in the same rhythm as the ham bone pat. Now, when I get through beating it and call it out, I'm gonna do that buck dance for you, along with the ham bone pat, to show you that they are in the same rhythm. Just watch and listen. Ham bone, pat him on the shoulder. Hand me down a pretty girl, show you how to hold her. Santa Claus was a good old man. He washed his face in the frying pan. Combed his hair with a wagon wheel. Died with a toothache in his heels. Ham bone, where you been? All around the world and back again. Ham bone, why did you stay? I met a pretty girl and I couldn't get away. Ham bone, what did you do? I got a chance and I fairly flew. Ham bone, where did you go? I hopped up to Miss Lucy's door. I asked Miss Lucy, would she marry me? She says, I don't care, my papa don't care. First come in was Mr. Snake. Crawl all over that wedding cake. Next come in was Mr. Bug. Flew all over that whiskey jug. Next come in was Mr. Tick. Yes, so much till it made him sick. Next come in was Mr. Coon. We asked him to sing us a wedding tune. Said, damn.
That's an old buck dance from slavery. After freedom, they would do this dance at house parties and frolics.
Ham bone, where you been?
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Nowhere,
nowhere, nowhere.
Nowhere. Did you know out of that one ham bone dance that Doug demonstrated for you, are dances being done today in this generation? Clogging, tap dancing came out of that one slave buck dance. He act like I'm gonna keep it. Now to share with you, we're moving along this 15 minutes, and if we can get another song in besides the one that we told them, we will do one in Gullah for you. This slave ship captain was going to and fro to Africa, getting people, bringing them to America and selling them. This slave ship captain thought about what he was doing, and after he converted, he didn't like it. So he sat down and wrote a song we sang today in this generation. Those words today are, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound to save a wretch like me." He wrote, "I once was lost, but now I'm found." What he was actually saying was, "I was blind when I used to go to Africa and get people, bring them here to America and sell them." He was saying, "I don't do that anymore. I was blind then, but now I can see." He later became a preacher. His name was John Newton. The song we sing today that was written by a slave ship captain is "Amazing Grace."
Amazing Grace.
Let's sing that together with Doug. Another generation that was before us took that same song. You know, we as black people, we can sing Amazing Grace 7 or 8 different ways. So I'm going to ask Doug if he would to represent and to share with you one more way that we can sing Amazing Grace by another great singer.
Some of you in here, small children or young people, you may not know anything about the late Sam Cooke. But I'm sure most of the people in here know about the late Sam Cooke. When he began to sing, on his singing career, he started out singing spirituals. In later years, he began to sing rock and roll. But now when Sam Cooke and the original Soul Stirrers out of Chicago, Illinois, were singing Amazing Grace, they were singing it like this. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. To save a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see.
Frankie and Doug Quimby, the Georgia Sea Island Singers. If you'd like to see more from them, they will be at the Augusta Festival activities in Elkins City Park tomorrow at 11 a.m. They're going to be doing a Songs and Games of the Georgia Sea Islands session in the dance area. So I guess there's going to be some dance involved with that. That's for all ages. So not just for kids, but bring the kids. That's at 11 a.m. tomorrow in the dance area across the street. For those of you who haven't picked up these programs here, these purple and white programs, they're in the lobby, and they will also be in the park tomorrow. It'll give you a detailed schedule of what's going to be going on in the park, especially in terms of the music and dance activities. And it does list the dance area. We have main stage, what we call a main stage in the large pavilion, half-hour performances. That begins at 10 a.m. with Charles Williams, followed at 10:30 with a children's concert with Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer, and going all the way through till about 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. So activities all day long. A couple of things that are not in this particular piece that I'd like to mention to you are the poets that are going to be at our poets' gathering. This is something we started a couple of years ago. It's really great. If you can sit down and relax and listen to the poetry readings, it's a wonderful aspect of the festival. It goes on in the Folklife tent, and we didn't have the poets scheduled when this thing went to print. I'd like to mention the poets tomorrow at noon. Devin McNamara is going to read. At 1 o'clock, Doug Van Gundy. At 2 o'clock, Lynn Cohn. 3 o'clock, Cleta Long. And at 4:30, the Liars Contest. I'm telling the truth, honest. There really is a Liars Contest, and the winner of the Liars Contest, the biggest liar of all, will tell their lie once again at the main stage at 6:30. You want to be there for if you like tall ones, that's a good time. Also, there's dancing every evening. Tonight there's a dance. I have somewhere in my voluminous notes who is playing for the dance. I will dig it out here. Are you all having a good time so far? Good. A good crowd tonight. I can't even see everybody up in the balcony. Balcony's almost full. I think this probably is our biggest crowd of the year. Glad to see so many people out. The dance this evening after the concert will be up in the pavilion, and it'll be Squares and Contras. Beth Malaro is going to call, and music by John Singleton, Jerry Milnes, Bill Payne, and Denise Reese. Sounds like a good dance. After sitting and listening, you can dance and, of course, jam sessions throughout the campus. Tomorrow night, there's another large dance starting at 9 o'clock at the dance pavilion, and one of the bands that's going to be playing for the dance is just about to come out here on stage. The Rhythm Rats are from Cincinnati, Ohio. It's a wonderful three-piece band. You can give them a round of applause. Three very talented musicians. Kenny Jackson's been here all week teaching the intermediate fiddlers. Paula Bradley ought to be right at home here. She's been on the stage all week with her guitar students. And Whit Mead plays the banjo. I've been in a band with Whit before. They're a wonderful band. They're from the Cincinnati area. Gents, are we about ready? Should I bring them out? All right, let's bring them out now. This is the Rhythm Rats.
Happy to be here. This is just great. It's wonderful to share the stage with such people as George Shuffler and the Georgia Sea Island Singers. It's a thrill for us, I tell you.
Yeah, buddy.
Thank you.
pineapple machine. When I get through your cotton can't buy no gasoline.
Medley of Boll Weevil and Dry and Dusty, and it's on our tape, Pretty Crow and Chicken. I hear it's available in the hallway. We're gonna do a song now called that we learned from the playing of Tommy Jarrell, much like Boll Weevil, one of our favorite fiddlers. And this is called Kitty Clyde. And gosh, you guys sound it's so great singing. It's got a wonderful chorus, so after you pick it up, please feel free to sing along. One of our happy love songs.
All right. So many depressing ones.
Yeah.
One, two.